Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Sandra Peebles. To learn more about Sandra, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
1 Peter 2:24 and 25. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I grew up in Oklahoma. I went to college in Texas. I went to seminary in North Carolina, where I met my husband and we had our two boys. Then I lived in Pennsylvania for almost 8 years, and now I live in a different part of Texas than I lived when I was in college. When people ask me where I'm from, it can be a complicated answer. I feel that discomfort of not being truly home no matter where we live. But instead of that being a negative thing, it helps me remember this world is not my ultimate home. In 1 Peter 1:13, Peter transitions us from what God has done through Christ to what we are to do as imitators of Christ, living in this world as sojourners. Let's look at his instructions. First, set your hope on Christ and his second coming. We know the story from beginning to end. We know Christ has promised to come back. We can wait with anticipation for his return. Second, remember you aren't who you used to be. You aren't controlled by your former passions or ignorance. God is working in you and through you to make you more like Christ. Third, live a holy life. This means we won't look like everyone else. We will have different priorities, different habits, and different goals. As we live out these differences and model them for our children, we encourage them to put their hope in Christ and live a holy life as well. Philippians 2:15 says, "We live in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world." This isn't always easy. Peter knew this to be true. He denied Jesus 3 times, just as it was predicted he would. But after his resurrection, Jesus forgave him and gave him a mission. You can learn more about that mission by reading John 21:15 through 19. No matter how many times we feel like we fall short of living holy lives that please God, we know we can follow Peter's example and come to Christ to remove our shame and remind us of our mission. When you travel somewhere new, do you ever think about being a representative of your home? Years ago, we visited China, and everyone who saw us and heard us knew we were from the United States. How we acted represented our country. How can you apply that same principle to your daily life, remembering that you are waiting for Christ's second coming to take you home? And how can you model that for your children today? Let's pray. God, thank you for helping us to know how to live as your representatives in this world. Help us to train our children to live for you as well, and remember our final home is with you for eternity. Today, help us to be holy in all of our conduct, speech, behavior, and thoughts. And when we fall short, remind us of your grace in our lives as we place our hope in what Christ has done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.